Microsoft, as a key provider of online services, is seeking to assure businesses that its implementation of the cloud computing model is viable and secure. On a visit to Microsoft's Redmond campus near Seattle in Washington State, I asked Steve Lipner, Senior Director of Security Engineering Strategy, what Microsoft is doing to allay business concerns about cloud computing around security risk management, regulatory requirements, and increasingly sophisticated web-based attacks.
So specifically, with regard to the security of Microsoft's cloud offerings, we're doing a number of things. First, like all our enterprise software, online services or boxed product software, we're developing with the security development lifecycle. And so that provides us a good foundation of software that's resistant to attack. Second, when we deploy our software in a cloud service, in a hosted cloud environment, we do that with our global foundation services organization and our online security services organization that employs rigorous standards for the operation and management of those systems. In fact, we've sought SAS 70 and ISO 27001 certification of the GFS data centers and their management practices. Third, we provide customers with information about the security and protections that we provide so that they can understand clearly what kind of complementary actions they have to take to provide a complete environment that protects their information. And in fact, just today, we shared with you a document that provides guidance for developers who are building secure applications on the Windows Azure platform so that, you know, the combination of our secure development efforts, our secure management policies and practices, and the guidance we provide allows an enterprise to complement that and provide a secure end-to-end environment for their cloud-hosted data.
And are you getting a good response from business? Because, you know, we heard a lot of interest. People say, oh, yes, I'm definitely going to look at it. I'm definitely going to test it and so on. But everyone said, well, you know, we're still not so sure about the security side of things. So this combination of sort of certification, third-party validation with transparency, is that a strategy that's working for you?
I'm a security guy rather than in the business end of things, so I don't know all, you know, the customer results in terms of, you know, who is or isn't signing up or how many customers there are. With that said, I do understand that, you know, major enterprises, some governments are signing on with Microsoft's managed services to cloud offerings to bring some of their enterprise computing problems to Microsoft's cloud. So I think the things that we're doing are paying off in terms of customers being comfortable with what we're doing and beginning to move their applications there.
So for organizations that are looking to move some or more of their applications into the cloud and services into the cloud, what are the things that they should be looking at, should they be considering in terms of which service provider to choose?
So organizations, from a security perspective, organizations that are thinking about moving applications to the cloud ought to be looking at the development practices that the cloud provider undertakes. And what they share about what those development practices are. That'll be looking at the management and administration practices from a standpoint of security. You know, does the organization have certifications like ISO 27001 that you can rely on to have some confidence that they do have well-structured security management practices? And then the third thing is, do they provide the customer with clear information about what they ought to be doing to use the cloud environment securely and complement the things that the cloud hosting, the cloud provider ought to do. You know, we do seek common criteria evaluation of the security features of a number of our products that are essentially the bases of some of our cloud offerings. And so while those products have to be adapted at some level to be operated in the cloud, the fact that you have that underlying consideration of security features and security design is an additional assurance that Microsoft has put consideration into the security of the software that's being hosted in the cloud.
Now, some of the sort of cloud skeptics, one could call them perhaps, have said, well, one of the things that is perhaps going to slow down the transition to the cloud is these lack of cloud-specific standards and so on. But it seems to me that now Microsoft has adopted a much more pragmatic view and said, well, yes, we do have the common criteria. We do have ISO 27001. So do you think these are going to be sufficient sort of in the meantime to enable businesses to go forward and get things done?
Well, I think that a number of businesses are moving their applications to the cloud, and these are, in many cases, big, sophisticated organizations that have thought about the risk management issues and decided that they're getting sufficient security to move to the Microsoft cloud offerings and have their data appropriately protected. I think there may be additional standards and criteria and requirements that evolve over time, and we participate in various forums to try to identify and evolve those. But in terms of having to stop or having to wait or not move to the cloud for some applications, I think that would be an overreaction. There are clearly things that it's reasonable to do today.
For Computer Weekly, I'm Warwick Ashford.